Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And the Julio Show, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Thank you for joining us as we kick off hour number three of today's radio program.
Well, you know, we just thought we needed to replay some audio of me prowling around. Well, basically starting, Julio orders me to make my first video. Last year, I took it of you as we were sweating balls. It was so hot in LA because it was a couple weeks later, and you did the, well, here's the glamorous life, and you showed up your briefcase and the recording device that I never pressed, and
the one that we completely forgot this year.
Yes, that's right. And your shoe, I mean, you do it so now, but this year you're just like, you're gonna do this.
I did.
I've got Insta things to do. And
I'm telling you, the extra demands of this job, besides just talking and breathing.
No. So anyway, this Rocco just stitched together some random things as we were waiting for everything to get going.
Yes.
Okay. So here we go.
I have it right from the top of the show.
Do it. Perfect.
Is that okay? All right.
Welcome, Lori and Julia.
Well, we're really going to listen.
Want everything?
I can skip ahead.
Yes, please do, Donnie. My goodness.
We feel a little bit more refreshed than usual, Donnie, so that's good.
Yeah, it's good for everybody.
It's good for everybody.
Oh,
yes. So, here we are.
Yeah.
But Donnie, we really did have many
adventures. Hang on a second. Right. I didn't know what you wanted.
I mean, should we just start with the random musings that are happening in the press room? With the red carpet,
we got to
set up yesterday.
Okay, so we
got to skip this.
Skip. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Wow. Well, I cannot believe how we speak two different languages sometimes. Completely.
Julia said the first segment. This is the first.
No. I said
that's
the recordings.
Okay.
Yeah, just the recording. But we're speaking different languages. Just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Italian, French, and English.
I apparently misunderstood what you wanted.
No, but the thing that Rocco stitched together for you yesterday, of all of that.
That is what he stitched together yesterday.
No, it isn't, Donnie.
Dipsop, you too.
Okay. But see how the languages are not even speaking? It's like making me crazy right now. Donnie, anyway, you know what it is. You got it yesterday from Rocco in the beginning of our show, and it was an email of nine different recordings.
It was Julia's asking a question, Brad, Jen, all that stuff, right? Okay, let me see if I can find something.
No, okay. Donnie,
it's
Lori's musings, honey.
Lori's
musings. I thought that's what we were just hearing. That wasn't your musings?
We haven't gotten to it yet.
We're talking about the nine little recordings that I made where I'm so professional, I start everyone with, okay. So now, okay. Did you notice that real professional?
And you were doing it. It was funny because we were sitting there. I was sitting next to, Jeannie Wolf, Hollywood.
Yeah.
And her, the gentleman that she's worked with for years.
That old guy is not that friendly.
Oh, I thought he was nice.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I thought he was nice.
I mean, we've seen him every year for 15 damn years.
She's listening in her headset to the streaming red carpet, and you're right behind us. So here's what I'm saying. And I'm just like,
is it the one that you start, we're getting burgers at the doghouse?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Do you want to hear that? Lori's laughing at me.
Yes. Donnie.
I have it.
This is the musings. This is the rambling.
I got it.
This
I misunderstood.
This is supposedly the reason they send us, like, you know, to go and try and talk to somebody and go have some kind of an adventure.
Here we go. Lori's musings.
So we're getting burgers at the doghouse at USC. I've already taken off my glittery pumps because... just because, and I have my tennies on, and I look like a complete and total dork. All right, so that's the glamour shot report. It's open, you guys. So we're backstage at the Screen Actor Guild Awards, and we're trying to find somebody who's in charge of something, but is all we're finding are people who are like us in charge of nothing. The camera keeps blinking out. Okay, Lily Reinhart is here. I got to get to work. Okay, so we still can't find anyone to figure out the camera so we can be watching the red carpet. So right now we can hear it. We can see it on people.com. We're kind of going crazy. So that's it. Oh, my God. The media room, we are in absolute shock that Jennifer Aniston is wearing white. Repeat. Jennifer Aniston is wearing white, not a black dress. And she's nipping out, but in a good way. Christina Applegate does not look happy to be there. I think it's because she's wearing a Rorschach blotter. You know, one of those things they make you take the test.
Something.
Tell me what you see she's in this picture. I think that's why she's crabby. We love Kristen O'Hara or Catherine O'Hara's dress in Tangerine. Okay, so now what else do we want to update you? It's the carpet hasn't gotten all the way busy. Winona Ryder is here, and she and Helena Bonham Carter are kind of just looking like you know, goth chicks extraordinaire. Okay. I'm done trying to track somebody down to do the corrections that need to happen in the press room right now. People are getting sick of me.
Yes, they were.
And, you know, I don't want to wear out my welcome, but geez Louise. Nobody's in charge of anything. We should be able to sneak into the party tonight. All right. I'm going to try one more person. Okay, here's some red carpet thoughts. Bobby Cannavale looks so handsome. Michelle Williams is very, she looks a lot more pregnant than she did 2 weeks at the Globe. Nicole Kidman wearing navy blue, which is very unusual. And Veronica Lake waves. And Charlize Theron, fire the stylist, fire the hairdresser. This is Dior. She is representing. We can't.
Not anymore,
that.
Though, I don't think.
Anyway.
Givenchy.
Yeah.
And then who's. There's one other one. Okay, it's showtime. The show is starting, and Courtney Vance is welcoming everybody. It's time to move up to our new seats. Brad Pitt is talking. We're dying.
Okay, there you go.
I know.
I mean,
yeah.
Just ridiculous.
No, you're dying.
I hope B. Arthur, maybe we shouldn't have found that, but Donnie, that was what we were.
I know, I just obviously I didn't grasp.
Like I said, it was literally like speaking other languages, if we, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
we do sometimes,
we don't always have shorthand. Now, I did like this little nugget, and I noticed you picked up on it too.
Okay,
and I think it was Access Hollywood maybe got this little gem because the Today Show was able to use it in one of their clips, and it was the gal asking Leonardo DiCaprio, because if you remember, Luke Perry had a short cameo in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in that movie, and I thought Access, I watched all of the shows, Entertainment, E.T., I mean, Entertainment Tonight, an extra or Access at night. It's a,
what time is that on?
It's like, I don't know, but it's a different, the red carpet people. It was not, Kit. It wasn't Scott. It was kind of different. I don't know.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
You liked their coverage? All right. That's good
to
know.
I just thought they did good. Whoever this sort of pretty attends, she got a good thing out of Brad.
I wish it was a fashion police. I mean, I miss.
Yes. No, it's real, real lame. But here's, so the Today Show had this, and it's Leonardo DiCaprio was starstruck. by this actor while filming Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
We've got one more story about a celebrity being starstruck. Believe it or not, Leonardo DiCaprio, speaking to Variety at the SAG Awards, Leo talked about his time on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with the late actor Luke Perry and how special it was to work with a 90210 star.
He was so incredibly kind. I was incredibly starstruck when he walked into the room.
You were.
He was so iconic in school and junior high. He was the modern day James Dean to all of us. And then when I saw him across the room, and I was like, oh my God, I'm getting to work with this guy that
really
all of my friends thought was the coolest dude in the world. But
the only thing you hear is passion. You know, he's talked about Luke quite a bit.
And so that was cool Mark Malkin. And I don't know if you saw him prowling around backstage in his suit. And
yes,
everything.
I did.
But he got good things. And then the access lady got, she was like just blatantly flirting with Brad and talking about how a couple outlets, a couple outlets had thought they had amazing chemistry together. No, maybe that outlet was Access Hollywood and they spread the story themselves.
I love that. But we had chemistry with him.
Julia, I mean, you know, in our minds we did for sure. And he did smile and crinkle his eyes at us, you know.
When he came in and when he left.
And the last time we saw him on the SAG Awards, when we showed him George Clooney's picture, his first picture. Yeah. Remember your friend?
Yes. Yes.
Cheryl gave it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed his finger and he's like, where'd you get that? Just, you know, so, I mean, we've not seen him backstage.
No,
he seemed so happy to be backstage and wandering around.
Yes, he did. All right,
it's time to go.
It's time to go. We've got the Dirt Alert. Stay with us.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly, you've got the Dirt Alert for us.
Yes, I do.
Give it to sister.
We promise we won't sing the rest of the Dirt Alert. No, we won't.
I know.
Let's talk about the big surprise of the day, that Pamela Anderson getting married for the fifth time to Hollywood mega producer John Peters. And we're diving into John Peters' past. So he is a well-known super producer in Hollywood.
Right.
Funny enough, I was watching the making of the 1989 Batman yesterday, and he was one of the producers of that movie.
That's right.
And he did a lot of working around Hollywood. You know, he started as a hairstylist.
Mm-hmm. Is it true he's basically Warren Beatty's inspiration for shampoo? He's from the family hair salon. He was the street hot hairstylist.
That is true.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that is very much true.
And like a dozen years on and off with Barbara Streisand. He's had a very amazing love life.
Yes. Well, he has been married, John Peters, four times.
Five.
Well, four.
This is the fifth.
This is five.
Oh, okay. Yes. This is number five.
Yes. This is number five. Congratulations.
And it's number five for her.
Yes. And congratulations, mazel to them. Now, Laura, you did make the observation that Pamela Anderson is maybe not the best picker.
No, she hasn't had a good. She's not any. I mean, her last serious boyfriend, the French soccer player, that went down in a story of flame of cheating, abuse.
Yes, it was very bad. And then her relationship, I would argue, was more than friendship with Julian Assange.
Yes.
She was with Kid Rock, Rick Solomon, Tommy Lee.
Anyways,
so if we're going
to... And she dated him back in the day when he was mid-40s and she was like, you know, a fresh 21, 22-year-old from Canada.
However old she was when
she moved to Hollywood. I think it was right when she moved here.
There are photographs of John Peters and Pamela Anderson holding hands 30 years ago. There are also pictures of the two of them smooching back in 2004. So I feel like they've dabbled in the on-again, off-again world for quite some time over the past 30 years.
Do you think his kids are going crazy right now and made sure that, like, he's not changing the will or that she's, you know... He asked her to marry him back in the day...
The very first thing, before she was even a Playboy.
Yeah, and she didn't want to. He was too old for her, she said.
Damn.
And now she said we're more the same age because he's 74 and that much closer to the grave and she's only 52.
Well, as you age doesn't matter quite as much.
No, I know, but I mean, I get it. And, you know, but that's smart thinking on her part because I would have told 22-year-old Pamela Anderson, you stick with the hotties about your own age.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be dating right. anybody 45.
Well, here's the statement that John Peters made to The Hollywood Reporter about his new marriage. Pamela has never seen...
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Her full potential as an artist, yet she has yet to shine in a real way. He said, there's much more to her than meets the eye, or I wouldn't love her so much. He goes on to say, there are beautiful girls everywhere. I could have my pick.
Oh, jeez.
I know, he did say that.
That's really something.
He did. He goes on.
That's a love story.
He said, I could have had my pick, but for 35 years, I've only wanted Pamela. She makes me wild. In a good way. She inspires me. She inspires me. I protect her and treat her the way she deserves to be treated. Please, Hollywood, speak that statement.
Well, that means he's paying for everything and she won't have any money worries.
I think it's a win-win for both of them.
Because you know where Pamela Anderson is really wealthy? When she's gone. And the reason I know that is I watched her reality show.
You're right.
And she has it all set up, you know, her merchandise. She doesn't want to do it now while she's alive. But there are so many iconic, amazing, beautiful photos of her that are going to be worth a fortune. And I guess she feels like she could have a Marilyn Monroe legacy in the t-shirt, you know, and all of that thing. I mean,
yeah, very much so. We were even talking about the fact that the estate of James Dean is going to resurrect his likeness for video games, for movies, for all of these things. I know, right? So it all is, of these things.
She just had to make that arrangement. And she kind of joked about it because she has, you know, I mean, she's not, would we say she's had like a, you know, this amazing acting career? No, she hasn't had like a renaissance as far as like some role or something. She's mostly known for
her body
and
her barbed wire tattoo and her bikini.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, there's not financial stability in that. And John Peters would think he's worth gobs of money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen to some of the movies that John Peters has produced. A Star is Born back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Flashdance, The Witches of Eastwick, Batman Returns. I think he did Superman Returns as well. So, yeah. I mean, he is not hurting for the cash. Let's just say
and
that.
And he's just probably offering, you know, he probably like, it certainly sounds like he adores her.
Yes.
You know?
They first met in the mid-80s at the Playboy Mansion.
Whoa.
He noticed an actress who had just moved to Los Angeles from British Columbia, Canada.
Who happened to be 19 and did gorgeous.
He said, I walked in and saw this little angel sitting at the bar. It was Pammy.
Pammy.
She was like 19. I knew she would be a big star. He said, we ended up living together. Of course, Hugh Hefner loved her and saw her beauty. Mm-hmm. Pamela was a girl who with no makeup was gorgeous. She was very smart and very talented. I tried to talk her out of doing Playboy. I said, don't do Playboy. Focus on a serious career. And she said, you're nuts. She wanted to do Playboy. And she went on to do 13 covers. Now, that was John Peters talking about Pamela Anderson back in 2017.
Oh, okay.
So that was...
I hope they're happy, but I hope he's not. I hope he's not a mean guy because he's got like some stuff in his past.
He does. You know. So John Peters has been sued at least 5 times for sexual harassment. These suits happened from 1996 until 2008. He had to pay out a former assistant $3 million after a sexual harassment trial.
So he didn't, he thought he could get off of it. And whatever the woman had, it was, you know, good enough. They, do you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's a lot of smoke. So then it, but I guess he's not in the movie business anymore. Maybe he's just going to be, they're just going to go out to Craig's a couple nights a week. He only wants to have sex a couple times a week. And, you know, they're going to travel and just have fun. And she won't have to be an international dancing woman of going into all these countries doing shows.
I love.
No, that's what she's been. I'm just saying.
And by the way, John Peters was married to Leslie Ann Warren.
Which was always, she was Miss TV back in the day.
That's right. And he had a relationship with Catherine Zeta-Jones at one point in time.
He did. Yeah, he has a legendary love life. Yeah. And I don't think he was faithful to Barbara Streisand in their 12-year history together, or whatever it was.
No. And following the wedding, Pamela Anderson wrote a poem.
Oh, I know. This poem is epic. It's so...
Do you want to?
You don't have to.
Okay.
But you can if you
I will
want.
Say that the end line is God has a plan.
Well, maybe I hope it works out for Pamela this time.
Yes, we all wish them the best of luck. Now,
I hope John Peters doesn't catch her in the closet, Skyping Julian Assange in the closet or something like that,
oh,
you know.
My word.
That could be the end of the God
it could
plan.
Oh, my word. No, I'm totally. Yep.
For Pammy's sake. Let's just call her Pammy from now on.
It's a great Hollywood romance. I hope
is that what
happy.
It is?
Well,
okay.
That's what a friend of theirs told Page Six.
Oh, how lovely. Now, Bradley Cooper was the star of A Star Is Born last year, and his new project is going to be over on Netflix. And
didn't John Peters get a producing credit on that? Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. This new project is Bradley Cooper's Leonard Bernstein biopic. Why? I don't know.
Why?
It's going to be on Netflix.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, I wonder if Bradley Cooper's going to show up at the Academy Awards. He is nominated this year as a producer for Joker for Best Picture.
Well, then he could go.
So he could very much go.
Wow.
Joker director Todd Phillips is paying a favor and producing this movie for him. So.
But Bradley is going to direct and star in it.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I don't know
enough about Leonard Bernstein.
It might be
life.
An amazing story that we just
we
don't know
about.
We
know his music.
Yes, we do.
And we know the name.
I love the optimist perspective on that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be a nap movie. All right. Your My Talk traffic, 494 eastbound, a crash from France Avenue to Normandale Boulevard near Edina. We also have a crash in Bloomington, 35W southbound from 98th Street to 94th Street. And in Richfield, 62 eastbound, a crash from Portland Avenue to Bloomington Avenue. Your 5 Eyewitness News weather forecast, cloudy 17 tonight. Snow showers tomorrow afternoon, a 40% chance of that with a high of 36. Right now, it's 18 with fair skies at the MyTalk studios.
Listen wherever you are, whenever you want, with the MyTalk app. Live streaming and on-demand podcasts right there in your pocket. Download today at MyTalk1071.com.
Dead people. Is this surprise, you guys?
No.
No,
because think of what...
They're on with three or more services. And that's just halfway, yeah.
Well, when you think about it, if you want what you want and you think about it, you're going to pay $9. I mean, you pay $9, you go to a movie, and if you can have a streaming service that you can see a bunch of different stuff, big deal.
Right.
Big deal.
Yeah. Very true. So we're going to see that number go up.
We are. And, okay. And I would just recommend for people because... When you see it come through on your credit card sometimes, it's shocking.
It's shocking, that's right.
So get a hold of that ahead of time.
All right, so here is a study, and basically the entire generation that played Super Nintendo are now parents.
Okay,
the first gamer... What, kids are parents.
What was the decade that was in? You don't know? Okay.
Don't make me do math for the study of day. You know that it's Tuesday and I don't want to do math.
Nope. No math.
So, but their kids would be right now like between maybe, you know, they're 11 and, you know, 18 or something like that. So the study, because they wanted to, you know, it was from the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health. And they were interested in it because this entire generation that's played Super Nintendo. And even, you know, you could say kids in, you were the whole idea of a console has been around for a long time. Oh, the gaming thing.
The GameCube.
We had it on
before
our
the
TV.
Xbox. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so.
It launched in the United States in 1991.
Yeah, but the as far as devices that you can play on a TV, those have been around for decades.
Yes. Okay. Like 70s.
Yeah, since the 70s. That's exactly right. Yeah. So here is the study of nearly 9 in 10 parents feel teens are spending too much time on video games.
Oh, what? Please.
Yes.
No. Well, not, I don't mean it that way. This is duh. I mean, I was going crazy when my kids were teenagers.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Like that damn machine has ruined life. And then the phone got invented.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is true. People are worried about that. They don't like it. The strategies parents use from gaming too much included and highly encouraging different activities. 75% of that. And probably at a certain age, you know, there's money that goes along with that.
Right.
Creating incentives to stop gaming.
Mm. Oh, please.
Again, paying them.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hiding the gaming equipment.
Oh, I used to take and hide the controllers when I'd go to work. Remember that?
The consoles or whatever.
I would hide
you
the
could
controllers.
Hide it.
Mm-hmm. My good luck to you.
And they said, you know, video games rarely harm or have any kind of an adverse effect on teens in moderation. But it's like kids with attention issues can become easily distracted by the stimulus, making it easy for them to play for long periods of time.
Lori, they put on headsets and talk to all their friends.
Yeah.
And play for hours.
Yeah. So that is where, you know,
it's addictive. Like, they're designed to be addictive.
Yeah.
Just like our phones.
Right. Some of them are winning money doing it professionally.
Right.
I
heard that, I almost just.
Well, here's what the Children's Health is telling us. Parents, you do play an important role by setting clear rules about appropriate content. Good luck controlling this.
Yeah.
I added that.
Okay, I'm wondering what we learned here.
How much time is spent on video games concerns? It's still concerning people, even the people who grew up playing games.
It does. It's
and
addictive.
We weren't really, you know, I mean, Pac-Man, I feel like, was like an obsession of mine, but only in...
If you went to a bar.
Only to a bar.
Because you didn't have that at your home or anything.
Well, no, I did have a couple friends that had like...
Really?
They had the Tron things at the college house.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, people that had the...
We had Pong.
Oh, boop, my God.
Boop, boop. Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Okay, so that is so rare. Okay, yep. Here we go. Here, now this is a study of, we'll just call it lethargic living.
Okay.
6 out of 10 adults are too tired to go out, cook dinner, or have sex.
That's so true. But is this every night, or is this just one night a week? Or
no,
When you are doing it full time, it's a lot of energy.
Working out and household cleaning are the top two activities most frequently avoided, according to this study. And it's like, okay.
Gosh, you can talk yourself out of working out so easily when you have to, you know, do other stuff. That's an easy one.
Easy, easy, easy.
Yeah.
50% of people said they routinely eat out or order delivery because they are just too damn tired to cook or think of something. Mm. And 30% of adults are canceling dates on the regular or other social plans because they just can't bring themselves to leave the house.
30%? Is that a rise or anything? Because I can see how that would happen.
Not really. The average adult, apparently, we're going to complain 3 times a day about sluggishness. Sluggishness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
If it's a travel day, you might complain even more.
Sure.
Energy levels are lowest at 2:43 in the afternoon.
I believe I complained then.
Yes, you did. And, we're most alert on Saturday afternoon, and we're the most sleepy on Monday afternoon.
Duh.
Isn't that funny?
That is right.
But you think about that.
Everyone has been told that they have been told at least once they look tired over the course of the last year.
Oh, yeah.
And most usually from their romantic or their real good friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think once.
We do that to each other sometimes.
An eighth of people fall asleep on the regular at work.
At work they fall asleep?
I've wanted to, but you keep throwing stuff.
Yeah, I throw pens at you.
Wake up.
Lori, just let me take a nap during. I've got a minute left. Let me go.
And 40% of working adults are frequently told they appear grumpy. Now, that will make you grumpy.
That will.
If someone says, are you grumpy today or you look grumpy today? That makes me grumpy.
Lori, I've done this to you before.
It does
make you grumpy.
By the way, there's some kind of astrological something, and the most affected are Aries, Cancers, and Scorpio. We're going to get through this week together.
That's you and your husband.
Oh, yes, I know.
All right, we're getting through.
I didn't have to see him for like 4 days, so I kind of feel like that was a good, just astrological happenstance.
Yes.
You know.
It was smart on the back end.
So that's what he said. Uh-huh. Okay, here's my last study of death.
Okay.
We have time. Food fads. The average adult will try 126 different diets during their life. If the old saying is you are what you eat, adults these days, we change quite a lot. 126 different diets?
That's a lot.
That seems like too much.
It does seem like too much.
Let me see who did this study.
I'm going to be honest. That feels like way too much. I mean, I have been on every diet in my life, and I can't get over probably 35. I mean, if you're calling a diet this week, I'm only going to eat grapefruit. Okay, fine. You know, next week I'm just eating lettuce.
Every
and
time
bean
you
sprouts.
Declare yourself to be on what kind of it might not have.
Okay, so it isn't like a formal fad. Okay.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know it. Okay, so listen to this. The number one. What do you think is the number one diet that has been tried? And tried and tried again, because maybe that's what the study of does.
Weight Watchers?
No, the diet. Weight Watchers isn't a diet, remember?
Okay.
It's a lifestyle.
Atkins. I'd say Atkins.
That's right, Julia. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
Atkins.
Is it a lot of meat? Which one? I don't know which one that is.
Atkins. Yeah, you eat no carbohydrates.
Yeah, no carbs. No
and it carbs. Used Atkins is different than keto, because keto does some different balancing, but Atkins was like when people when it first came out.
It was a real Dr. Atkins.
It was, and you'd eat burgers and cheese, and you could eat as many as you want, you thought.
It was revolutionary because it was like, oh, you can eat some good food.
Yeah. Okay.
Just, you know.
Yep.
Okay, so the Atkins, all right, so... then the 5-2 diet, aka intermittent fasting, which that comes.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Comes and goes on the regular.
That's the intermittent one. That
but it used to be called 5-2.
I never did it before.
Okay, the cabbage soup diet.
Oh, I did that
I
one.
I even remember that
I
one.
Did it.
That was at the 80s.
It was in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. Because I
juice
I did it.
Pepper cleanse.
Never did it, but I remember Marjorie did it.
Beyonce did it.
Tam did it. I remember that show, the morning show, when those guys were all on it, they did it.
Because Beyonce did it. I think that's really. And then the keto diet. Those are the five that people know about. But anyway, fad diets, most people don't stick with them more than 6 days. And more than half of adults are confused about, you know, if they've ever even stayed on a fad diet for any sustainable length of
time.
Well,
this is true.
Which is more than 6 days.
Absolutely.
By definition. Anyway, I mean...
We do a lot of things, Lori, to try.
And here's
and if something new comes out, it's like, this is exciting. I'm going to do this now.
Yeah. And people go, their first move is to consult Google and they put in emergency diet.
Oh, no, I've never in my life done that.
Yes. And
never.
Then, no, that's the majority of people. They consult Google and put in emergency diet.
Okay.
That's and then.
Not a good idea.
Huh?
That can't be a good idea.
We Google everything.
I know.
Yeah, we do.
But-
We Google everything.
Yeah, we do.
And then the other one, the other go-to one is They see what their favorite celebrity eats, and 1 in 20 are willing to eat a tapeworm for weight loss.
I'm going to be honest. If I knew a tapeworm would go in, do its job, and then release itself, and I wouldn't have to have ongoing issues, I would do it. I tried, I think, to eat a tequila worm, thinking that would work, and I just got sick. Seriously.
Yeah. There
are
other
worms. Well, you know, it's a worm.
Yeah, you were like, oh, God, okay. Maybe it'll catch on to something in my gut.
Just attach. Just attach.
Oh, boy.
All right, listen, we got to go. We'll be right back.
Listening is just part of the My Talk experience. For more fun, follow us on social media. Find My Talk 107.1 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
I mean, the Chinese are spying on through that app.
Well, apparently I read something that people are just going to be able to look at you and know everything about you in not too long.
Well, that's like our book today that we had on followers. Oh, my gosh.
The book today, Followers, is something.
I can't believe that it hadn't been optioned by the time we talked to that author, because it is like such a cautionary tale about technology and where it's all leading us, and then imagining in 40 years, is 2051?
That's 30 years.
Is that 30 years?
Yeah, 31 years.
Yep. You're going to have access at some point in our lives. You're just going to have, you're going to be standing
you'll
up
just
straight.
Have you don't have to look at your phone. Hand.
You aren't going to have to look at your phone. It's going to be something that's going to...
Or it might even be implanted into
you. It'll be implanted.
It's going to be copy that's going to shoot across one of your eyes.
One of the episodes of what's that show on from Britain that we has all the weird plots to it?
Black Mirror.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, one of the episodes, Dallas Bryce Howard was in it.
Oh, yes.
And everything you did in life, you got a rating.
Yes.
And if you didn't have a certain rating, you couldn't move into a certain apartment. Everything you did was being
monitored,
and you were getting rated.
Yeah.
It was freaky.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's
kind of a little bit of the idea in 2051 in this book, Followers. But something else happens between 2016 and 2051 that Julia and I are 3/4 of the way through the book, and we still don't know exactly what that catapults this whole new world, which is kind of like what you're saying, this Black Mirror, where it's really flipping the mirror on the whole idea. It's more fun than we're making it sound, though, because
it's so good. I think that's what it is, but I just wrote something on a note, but I don't want to give it away to anybody.
All right, let me just say,
okay,
Julia.
So Donnie posted the Doritos Super Bowl 2020 commercial from Sam Elliott.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, nobody does Cowboy better, even though he's in his whatever 70s now. Between that voice, you put a hat on somebody, you really can look hot for a lot longer, and you can grow a great mustache.
Yeah. If you wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
It can
I'm going to start wearing a cowboy
hat. Okay.
Grow a mustache.
Well, I bought Donnie.
What?
I did buy something. I brought my turban. My everyday turban, a lightweight cotton one when we were at Parvana in Beverly Hills.
Oh, did you wear it there?
No. I could have worn it today because my hair looks like it should be covered.
You should have worn your turban today. You would have felt so glamorous. Très chic,
I know.
She, darling. Beverly Hills.
I know.
Anyway.
I should have.
Sex Education is back, if you watched that on Netflix.
I've watched the first three already.
Yeah, that's on
season
Netflix.
Season 2. Yeah.
Season 2, Gillian Anderson. That was one of our favorite shows of last winter.
You guys liked it. I watched one or two, and then I don't know why.
Julia, a sex therapist, and it then is one character, and then it's set in high school.
That's in England.
It's so me. The only thing this show is missing, there's no violence in the show.
Good.
Yeah, but it is really good.
Oh, I think it's great.
Such a great coming of age.
It's great when a high school kid turns out to be a sex counselor.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And she threw out, she didn't even want to do it.
No, that's what
whoever
she says.
Whoever her partner is,
who is
I don't
it again?
Know
Gillian
her.
Anderson,
yeah,
that's right.
She threw away the script.
But
first.
Who is she with?
That's what I want to know.
Well, let's look it up.
My partner said, take it out of the trash and look at it a bit more seriously. And then she read it again, and she then saw where it was incredibly hilarious. You know, and Sam Rockwell thanked Leslie Bibb. Thanks for spending Christmas vacation lying in bed with me, reading scripts.
He did say that.
He did say that. Okay. I've never read a script. Like, I don't know, like, what it is to have a good script eye, because reading that, but it does seem like it could be tedious, hit and miss, and fun all at the same time.
It's a lot of reading.
It's Morgan something.
Yeah.
Who is?
But you know what I'm saying?
It's Morgan is his last name. They've been going out since 2016. Yeah.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She really is beautiful.
We've known this. Robert Downey Jr., he's in an interview that he did before Doolittle opened. He let everybody know he's hung up his guns, says Tony Stark.
Maybe he shouldn't have.
And he's personally alighted to greener pastures. Maybe his publicist helped him say that in light of they were thinking the green pastures of Doolittle were going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I
think this now is a stale story.
It's very stale.
Because
but we talked to our cousins, Lori, when we were in both of the girls, and one is 16 and one is 10 or 9. Is Lila in double?
She's 9.
9. Okay, and Violet, and they both want to see Doolittle.
Yeah.
So I think people still want to see it.
Well, they will, but it's just not as big of an audience because maybe older kids that would know. It just isn't there.
Daddy, what movies? You told us you went to a movie over the weekend, but we never talked about it yesterday.
Oh, Just Mercy.
Oh, you saw that.
Yeah, Lori's seen it. Yeah, I recommend it highly, don't you?
Oh, I want to see that.
Daddy, for the life of me, I cannot understand why they didn't get their act together for award show season, because that is the kind of movie that does very well, and I thought the performances of Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan,
both excellent,
were really good.
And you know, you see the it'll make you angry when you see the injustice. That
yeah, has been perpetrated. For sure.
Yeah, but it's a wonderful.
It is a wonderful movie, and you know what? Who knows? Maybe they just decided they wanted to let the story speak for itself, or maybe they just didn't get the things out, or there wasn't money behind it. I don't know. It's Michael B. Jordan produced that movie, though, and he's got money now and some clout because of Black Panther. It's all about the box office, baby.
I guess. Holy Toledo.
That's what your manager can really use. Here's how much money. Anyway, poor Taylor Swift.
Okay, and we are still
about her mom.
Yeah, her mom has been fighting breast cancer for a while. I feel like she let us know about that maybe 9 months ago or something.
Longer than that.
Yeah, and now they found a tumor in her brain.
Yep.
So that's sad.
That's why
her mom is super young.
That's why she's not going on a full tour of Lover. That's what she said. Mm. And she's not letting people not say it. They brought up the Kanye VMAs. And she answered the question as a teenager who'd only been in country music. Sent me the message, you're not respected here. You shouldn't. It really played a game on her psyche, but I wish she'd quit talking about it. She should just tell her publicist, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, here's what I want to